genuine Michigan common sense on display every day.
All right, welcome back to it. As we've been talking about a little bit here today, we've talked about the fact that New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio doesn't consider drunk driving to rise to the level that somebody should be deported if they're an illegal alien in New York City, a sanctuary city. He believes, you know, it's not a serious offense. I didn't say it. He said it. Listen to this. He's talking on CNN. Mayor Bill de Blasio talking about drunk driving. Go.
Jake, there are 170 offenses in that law that are listed as serious and violent crimes that lead to automatic cooperation between the city of New York and our federal partners. So any serious and violent crime, we're going to work with them. Someone commits a minor offense. For example, right now, if you didn't have clear definitions like we have, let's say someone had a small amount of marijuana, let's say someone went through a stop sign, they could be deported for that, and their family could be torn apart, and you could have children left behind where the breadwinner in the family is sent back to a home country. That is not good for anyone. So we differentiate. Anyone who's a violent, anyone who's a serious threat to society, we agree. We'll work with the federal partners, and they get deported. But we are not going to see, with 500,000 undocumented people here, this would be true for 11 to 12 million undocumented folks in this country, the vast majority of whom are law-abiding, we're not going to see families torn apart over a very minor offense.
But is grand larceny or drunk driving a very minor offense?
Drunk driving that does not lead to any other negative outcome, I could define as that.
A very minor offense, not a serious threat to the rest of us. So says Bill de Blasio, the mayor of New York City. My next guest has a very different opinion. As you just heard, a caller, Rush, called from Mackinac City, Michigan, said a close friend of his was killed by a drunk driver that was here illegally. Said that broke up families permanently. My next guest, Rich Mallow, is the New York State Executive Director for Mothers Against Drunk Driving. Rich, thank you for joining me on the program.
Not my pleasure. Thanks, Steve.
I know you're traveling today, so this is the kind of day that we should take a moment and talk about drunk driving. Is drunk driving a serious threat? Is drunk driving a very minor offense? Which is it?
It's actually horrifying to hear the mayor of New York City that has a project called Project Zero, where they're trying to eliminate all highway and traffic deaths, would call drunk driving a minor incident. I can tell you the victims of this horrific crime, and it's a crime, how do you minimize those people? If you get behind a wheel and you've been drinking, it's a crime. It is not a minor crime. 311 people last year died because of drunk drivers.
In the state of New York?
In the state of New York. In the country, over 10,000 people died last year because of drunk driving. In New York, over 6,000 people were injured. Nationally, that number is over 290,000 people.
Plus,
drunk driving is not a minor incident.
Right. Plus, you put in there the families affected, the long-term emotional scar, the wreckage of people's lives and what's left, because the mayor is there talking about, we're not going to tear families apart. I'm going to guess that 311 people that died in New York and the 10,000 that died in America last year tore families apart permanently. And the 300,000 people that were injured tore families apart permanently. I am completely offended by what the mayor said here, and I find it, frankly, shocking.
It is shocking. And I also want to say, drunk driving, Mothers Against Driving, this is nothing about and has nothing to do with the immigration. This is a crime that happens every single day, and this is not a minor offense, and we have to make sure that it's treated as a major offense, and we should make sure that we stop this and we do everything in our power, not to minimize, but to maximize what this does to these families, whether a family loses somebody in a death or someone is horrifically injured. This costs this country billions of dollars a year, and it's because people are acting in a to be very blunt, in a very bad way. You don't drink and get behind the wheel of a car. You don't take drugs and get behind the wheel of a car and drive.
Period.
It's a weapon.
Yeah, period. All right, so let me ask you this. Rich Mallow here, the New York State Executive Director, Mothers Against Drunk Drivers, not pleased at all with the comments from New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio saying that, you know, drunk driving is not a serious offense. What do you think should happen to someone if they're here illegally and they get caught drunk driving? They're over the legal limit. Or in many places, they have what they call super drunk now. I know in Michigan, that's 0.17. If somebody's here, they get caught drunk driving or super drunk, should they be expelled from the country?
Well, I'm not going to get into the immigration piece, but I could tell you in New York, it's not called super drunk. It's aggravated. It's called aggravated.
Yes.
And if you're drinking and driving and you get caught in New York or anywhere else in this country, you should be prosecuted to the legal limit of the law, period. And it doesn't matter if you're a legal immigrant, an illegal immigrant, a citizen of this country. It doesn't matter what you are. You should be prosecuted. That's the bottom line. It's a crime that kills and maims people and rips families apart every single day.
Well, let me ask you this, Rich. I'll phrase the question a bit differently then. When you hear Mayor Bill de Blasio say this is not a serious threat, say that drunk driving is a very minor offense, if nothing else bad happens, is basically what he said there. I couldn't believe it. What is your message to New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio when you hear that?
This is directly to Mayor de Blasio. If you really believe in your Project Zero and you really want to do the right thing for the citizens of your city, put an end to drunk driving. It doesn't matter. It is not a minor crime. It is a major crime. And Mothers Against Drunk Driving would be more than happy to work with him and stop this crime and stop people from getting behind the wheel of a car when they've been drinking.
Maybe Bill de Blasio needs maybe he needs a little bit of education is what it sounds like, potentially. Because that's what you do every day.
A lot of education.
I mean, you're on your way to Albany today, right? Because you continue to work and you spread the word every day to do not drink and drive. That's your job every day, right, Rich?
Every single day.
All right.
Every single day.
If people want to, you know, look you up, find out more, do you have a website they could check out real quick?
Yeah, www.madmadd.org.
Rich Mallow, great conversation. Go ahead. Do you have one more thing?
I was just going to say, I'm in New York, but if you're in Michigan, you can go to that site anywhere in the country, and you can click on your state, and you'll get how MAD rates the state with regards to drunk driving, and you can get all of the information that you need.
All right. Give me that website one more time.
www.mad.org, MADD.org.
Rich Mallow, thank you for the conversation. Greatly appreciate it.
Thanks, Steve. Appreciate you having me.
There you have it. This is not a very minor offense, as Bill de Blasio puts it. It's a very serious offense. 41 after, you're listening to the Steve Gerber Show.